there is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Hi Tony, my name's Tom Elliott, and I just wanted to send you a quick message about your Twilight Zone podcast. Now, of course, if someone was making a podcast about the Twilight Zone, then the first title to come to mind would be the Twilight Zone podcast, which is why it was the first title to come to mind for me 10 years ago when I started the Twilight Zone podcast. So I just wanted to send you a quick message. It might be something to consider down the line, because I know you're quite early in your run. I'm like episode 200 plus, just to save confusion with people. So it's entirely up to you, but I just thought I would mention it because it might save a bit of confusion for both of our listeners. Okay, best of luck with your show. Bye.
Hey everybody, this is your host of the show Between Light, Shadow, Science, and Superstition, visiting you from the fifth dimension. I know it's been, you know, a couple of weeks since the last time you've gotten an episode from me, and there have been a lot of things that have been going on. Just life just seems to get you in ways, and you just don't expect sometimes. But with all that being said, you know, I really relate to a lot of the things over the course of over a decade that Tom Elliott has been going through. And, you know, with producing the show and just the amount of work it takes to put out a halfway decent show for the most part. And, I know he's been doing the show, The Twilight Zone for, I think it's been over 12, 13 years. I think it's been since 2011. I've listened to every episode of the show. I'm a big fan of the Twilight Zone, you know, hence the, starting of a podcast. And what I really wanted to do when I first started off the show is I really wasn't even aware of what Tommy Elliott was doing with the Twilight Zone show, because at the time I didn't think that there were any Twilight Zone shows out there. And it's so funny, you know, I'm telling the story now, but it's so funny. I got a personal message from Tom. I put the same title of the show as the Twilight Zone podcast, which is a little bit different from what he'd named his show. But I was like, you know, I got a little message, hey, you know, you might want to change that name. There might be some confusion. And of course I would never want to do that. So I immediately started brainstorming and looking at, you know, and realizing that there were some other Twilight Zone shows, all of them slightly different in their delivery and what they're actually trying to accomplish and what they're doing. And I decided to come up with the name Between Light, Shadow, Science, and Superstition, because that's really, you know, what I think the show is all about, distinguishing those differences within the show and balancing them well and trying to do that. And it's a really hard balance. And Rod Serling, we know, had a real hard time getting some of his ideas onto the show or keeping things in because of sponsors and just a whole host of other items. And I decided early on that if I was going to do this podcast, I was going to go and really dive deep into the lore and just the behind the scenes aspects of the show itself and the creator himself. So with all of that being said, I figured I was going to get as much information as I possibly could. So what I did was I went out and bought just about every single possible book I could really find on the Twilight Zone. Of course, a lot of the books that Tom Elliott has read himself, I went through and read all of them and bookmarked them and have gone through every single one of those books, which are, there's a wealth of information within them, things I never knew. And you know, and of course, as a Twilight Zone fan, one of the ultimate fans out there, I just loved all of this information. Just found myself just reading for hours on end, trying to come up with different takes and perspectives on the show itself, my show Between Light, Shadow, Science, and Superstition. So, with all that being said, I've taken a step back, and of course I never wanted to step on Tom's toes, metaphorically speaking, you know, because his show has been around for such a long time, and to me, just like many others have said, he is the Rod Serling. I would be more along the lines of the Forrest Whitaker of I guess of hosts, but he really has done a great job with guests and hosts, co-hosts, guest co-hosts coming in and going out throughout the years. His format, whether he's changed it slightly here or there, it's always been just a great and inspiration and something that I really look up to. So with all that being said, I just wanted to slow down the show a little bit and try to get to a point to where you know, it's almost like a passing of the baton, almost, you know, between shows. I know there's no comparison between this show and his, because mine's slightly different. I tend to get more political on the show, which of course, you know, that's really a lot of what the Twilight Zone was about, was the political aspect of things, just the human condition in general, just all of those things woven within the stories, sci-fi, horror, alien invasion, just all of it, just everything. It was beautifully done. It's a show that, as Tom has said several times, and if many other people have said several times, it really holds up to today's events and things that we're going through, and it really stands the test of time. So with those things being said, I like I said, I really wanted to kind of like have a passing of the baton moment where I'm not covering a lot of the things that he has covered, Tom Elliott, that is, and really wanted to, like I said, take a step back a little bit and just let his show run a little bit more and come to its conclusion, whether it's a year or 2 years. And I'm set back for a little while trying to digest what I've been hearing on his show and through books, and just gaining a more just more of a base of knowledge and just different perspectives. And you know, listening to his show over the years has really helped me out. and it's really helped me in I wouldn't say low periods, but some really difficult periods within my life over the last couple of years here. So with that being said, when I say a couple of years, I'm talking about this year and last year. They've really been difficult. And of course, last year was difficult for everyone. You know, it was really a trying time, to say the least, for a lot of people. And I got the idea for this show. We're now in, as of the time of this recording, we're at the tail end of November of 2021. I got the idea for this show in 2019, at the tail end of 2019, around the same time. So it's almost been 2 years to date, and that's about how long since I've been listening to his show, because I got the idea from just watching, you know, the Twilight Zone around the time where they start to have these on television marathons. Of course, I have the box set, so I was watching it. I was like, hey, you know, no one's ever really covered this, and to this extent, and then I discover his show a few months later, and then of course I get this message from him a few months after that, and then I, you know, change the name of the show. I think it was around May of 2020 is when I changed the name of the show, for all the respect that I have for him. So it's been just to have covered just a little bit over half of one season, and to you know, I have several other episodes. There's like 15 or 20 other episodes, like special episodes, best of, most chilling episodes, things like that, that I've thrown into the mix of episodes as well, because I wanted to have, like, you know, a little bit of a mixture of things, you know, within and for the show. And of course, as of late, I've brought in a guest, which she will can be a continued part of the show, but I'll talk about that in just a moment. But to get back to what I was saying, passing the baton rather, I wanted to make sure that my show was, you know, going into its stride, really hitting its stride after, or at least as close as possible to when Tom Elliott's show, The Twilight Zone, is basically is coming to an end, or is almost to an end, to kind of like show that respect and reverence for what he has done over the last decade plus. So I decided to, you know, pull back at times, do these little other episodes here and there throughout the course of the show, which I can't even believe it's been nearly 2 years at this point. We're almost at the 2-year mark. I think January is when I premiered the show back in 2020. So yeah, it's really a arduous thing to do, but it's one done in love, and I absolutely love doing the show. But I am going to slow down on the amount of episodes, but the episodes will come out more, not more frequently, but they will come out on a more regular basis. And when I say that, I mean, you know, I think I was trying to come up with an episode at first every week. And if a lot of you don't know, I do other podcasts as well on topics that I'm just as I'm passionate about. So I think I have three other podcasts right now, and I have one other podcast that is coming out, but I'm not gonna promote those here today. But So I decided that December 25th, which is, of course, Christmas Day, and it's Rod Serling's birthday as well. And it's, oddly enough, it's actually my mom's birthday as well. So it's a day where I've always sat and watched the Twilight Zone episodes, whether we recorded them off of TV in the 80s and watched those old VHS, whether I got the new Blu-rays a few years back, and we started watching those as a family, and you know, the kids, they actually love them, and this has just been a tradition. And since my mom passed back in 2009, this is something we kind of like do as a tribute to her, to, you know, to keep her in memory, and just to celebrate. It seems like a lot of great people were born on or around December 25th. But anyway, yeah. So with all that being said, I'm going to bring back the show. We'll take a little bit of a break here, this will be the only episode until December 25th, and we will bring the show back. Like I said, I'll have a guest co-host that will pop in here and there, depending on the show, the episode rather. December 25th, and what I'm going to do on that day is, you know, have pretty much a long episode that will come in. I haven't decided exactly, but it'll probably be in four parts, and it will start on the day before Christmas, on Christmas Eve, and then we'll go day of, and then we'll run through right before the New Year's day, which I know a lot of places, especially in the U.S., they have these marathons. Of course, a lot of people have their Blu-rays, so they can just pop those on and just have their own marathon of sorts. And with all that being said, that will be the first day that I release a lot of the new episodes, and then we will have two episodes every month, and I'm gonna string it out as long as I possibly can, and possibly by mid-year of next year we should have been able to get through the second season and start heading into the third season. And at that point, I think that Tommy Elliott and his podcast, The Twilight Zone, should be almost possibly maybe through maybe a quarter of the way, maybe even his high hopes, you know, because I always love anything Tom Elliott has coming out, but possibly halfway through the final season, the fifth season, I don't know, you know, if we go on past history on what Tom has done, and he's well said this, you know, several times himself, that that we will probably wind up going on for 2 years, which is fine with me. You know, more Tom in the Twilight Zone for me is better. So I, this is a little bit of fan service here, so I'm gonna try to up the production on what I'm doing and really sit back and really think about a lot of things. And I have in the past, but you know, like I said, life sometimes, you know, unfortunately gets in the way, as Tom Wells knows well, know all too well himself. And so that's the plan moving forward. Now my co-host, my guest co-host, which is, her name is Crystal McCory, she's also a huge Twilight Zone fan, and has been since the beginning of time, her time anyway. But she She's really got some insightful things to say on the show as well. And I've got some interviews lined up with a few people that, some great people that Tommy Elliott has had on his show as well. So that will also be coming in the new year as well. I've had some things in the past and it just haven't quite worked out the way I wanted them to work out, which is all well and fine. But like I said, this is just like Tom would say, this is not a sprint to the finish line. You know, it's for me, it's more of a slow burn, just enjoying what we have, just enjoying the now on the show itself. So that's, you know, kind of like the long-winded way of saying that that we're going to slow the show down. We're going to have a new premiere of the show coming December 24th, 25th, and going a few days after. And we'll have co-hosts, and I have all the respect for Tom Elliott. That's pretty much what I've said in the just, and just 20 minutes of some slight rambling here. So I'm sorry if this went on a little bit longer than you probably expected, or you probably expected an actual episode of Between Light, Shadow, Science, and Superstition. But I just wanted to lay out some things and just lay out some thoughts that I've had, and just a whole host of other things that I have coming up the pike for the show itself. So you guys stay tuned, and I'll see you next time. And I'm going to enter back into the fifth dimension. I'll see you next time.
Twilight Zone was brought to you tonight by Kleenex Tissues.
The only tissue that gives you so much. The soft, strong tissue with the Kleenex touch.
The Twilight Zone is brought to you tonight by the perfect coffee on the modern scene. New Aroma Roast Sanka Coffee.